team tip. A code of honor brings out the best in every person who subscribes to it. But when pressure increases, sometimes so do emotions. When that happens, intelligence has a tendency to drop. People revert to their base instincts in times of stress, and sometimes that's not such a pretty sight. For example, more than half of all marriages end in divorce. In times of stress, the people involved are unable to negotiate their differences. No common code of honor or set of rules holds them together. It is the same issue in the case of a business partnership dispute that has no rules or guidelines. Both situations can get nasty. It isn't that people don't want to work out their differences. The problem is that without rules and expectations mutually agreed upon up front, they act on instinct. Each does what he or she thinks is best based upon his or her feelings at the time. Decisions made in that kind of setting may not be the best ones. That's why you need a code of honor. You must create, in a sane moment, a set of rules for your team that tell everyone how to operate when the heat is really on. That way, in those moments of high stress, the rules legislate the behavior rather than the emotions. The needs, tasks, and problems of a team determine how rigid its code is. The Marine Corps has a code that holds its teams together under fire. When bullets are flying, life and death may have to take second place to logic and team play. Repetition of their code and its rules conditions the team to come together as a cohesive unit rather than just running for individual survival. Having a code of honor doesn't mean, however, that everyone on the team is happy 100% of the time. Sometimes things get messy. A code can cause upset, create confrontation, and put people on the spot. But ultimately, it protects every member of the team from abuse, neglect, and breaches of ethics. A code of honor brings out the best in every person who subscribes to it. You can never assume that people know the code on their own. It isn't something that's necessarily intuitive. You learn it from others, parents, coaches, leaders, or friends. Someone has to show it to you, and everyone involved must agree to it. Currently, about 50% of the gross domestic product of the United States comes from small businesses, and of that, about half of those businesses are sole proprietorships or home-based businesses. I tell you this to emphasize a point. The average person has much more power than you think. The way you conduct your business affects the lives of many others. Your reputation, your income, and your longevity depend upon your consistency of behavior internally and externally. The future of the country is in the hands of those who drive the economy, the markets, our businesses, and our families. That's you. Your code is a reflection of you and will attract those who aspire to the same standards. How you conduct your business may have a bigger impact than the service you even provide. Decide here and now that you will create a code of honor for yourself and for the teams you're a part of. What do you stand for? What code do you publicize to the world? How tight is your team? How happy do you want to be? My purpose here is to give you steps, motivation, and insights to building a great team that will give you and those you touch the wealth, satisfaction, and joy that you all deserve. So let's talk about who's on your team. Team tip. Your code is a reflection of you and will attract those who aspire to the same standards. Team drill. 1. Discuss great teams that you've been on. What was it like? What were the rules? How did it feel? 2. What would be the benefits to having a code for your business, for your finances, your health, your family?